over 110,000 parking and bus line fines from January to September this year already. The Department for Infrastructure stats are out, and they break down to over 67,000 on-street car parking tickets, over 27,000 off-street, and over 15,000 moving traffic penalty notices. But where does your town come in the top five? Here's Vinny with the on-street car parking countdown. And remember, this is up till September only.
At number five with 2,251, it's Armagh. At number four with 2,608, it's Lisburn. At number three with 4,393, it's Derry, Londonderry. At number two with 5,090, it's Newry. And at number one with 28,629 on-street parking tickets issued since January, it is Belfast. Trailing way behind Ahahal, Auchnacloy, Ballykelly, Castle Wellin, Cullybaki, Donoughmore, Dromore in Tyrone, Guildford, Newton Stewart, Port Ballantrae and Richhill. Not one single on-street parking ticket has been issued in any of those towns since January of this year.
Now, don't forget, this is on-street stats only. You have to add the off-street and the bus lanes onto this. Retail NI is saying that this is having a clear and negative impact on shoppers. Glenn Roberts is their chief executive. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the commentator, Jeff Gazzard, with us today. Good morning to you.
Morning, Ben.
And just before we get into this, we're just hearing that the Director of Public Prosecutions, Barry McGrory, is going to come on to the programme after 10 o'clock this morning to explain to the public some of the reasoning behind the letter that he has sent to the Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Owen Smith, about the so-called rape clause and the potential for victims of rape to be prosecuted if they have not disclosed that they have been raped. So Barry McGrory on the programme after 10. Let's come back to this. Glenn Roberts, clear negative impact on shoppers. How much of an impact? How serious is this?
Well, it's very hard to put an exact figure on it, but you know we have lots of evidence from members who have pointed to shoppers just not coming back into either the shop or their particular town centre where their business is located because of the overzealous nature of this fining policy. And what we're saying is we're not opposed to sensible or fair enforcement in car parking. We need to see some sensible changes made to this strategy, but we need to end this excessive strategy. Nearly 111,000 between January and September. I mean, that's off-street, on-street and bus lanes. It is simply too much. It's driving shoppers who bring their car into town centres, into the big out-of-town supermarkets who don't have car parking fines or...
You know what? Don't park, I get more tickets than anybody I know, but don't park illegally and you've nothing to worry about.
Well, absolutely. And what we're saying is there needs to be sensible and fair enforcement, but there is a clear, excessive, in fact, overzealous approach. And I mean, let me point out that you have in some towns where the red coats would actually go into a cafe or a shop and say, look, somebody's parked there, your time has run out, can you move it or you'll get a ticket? Most of the time, that doesn't happen anymore. They just instantly get a fine. Another point is there's actually a 10-minute grace period between the time that your ticket runs out and you getting a fine.
Is there?
A lot of time. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I haven't been given that grace period. My ticket runs out 2 minutes later, I get done.
Absolutely. And I mean, those are.
Is there supposed to be a 10-minute grace period?
There is, yes.
I'm going to go ballistic about that.
I think you just have, Stephen. I don't know whether there's a 10-minute grace period. I think we're into...
I've seen them hovering over my car. Well, my fat legs trying to run up a street by the time I get there. They've done us.
Well, they cluster. They don't hover. But, I mean, perhaps they just know it's you. The problem here is that, as Glyn has just said, I can see why anecdotal evidence from shopkeepers almost incites this hatred against parking fines and the redcoats. I'm not sure that this is the case. In the halcyon days of people with a local traffic warden who knew the car owner outside the cafe, you can see how that would have happened. But things have changed. Volumes of cars on the road, developments have changed, the way we look at freeing up car park spaces so shoppers and business people can park. This is the part of the system that never gets looked at. Fines are there not to generate income. They're to free up car parking spaces so within your allotted time, traffic can circulate and people can use those spaces. It isn't income generating. This is the prime reason for it, to allow everybody a proper chance for a proper length of time to park.
It's not income generating, but it generates a lot of income.
It certainly does. It certainly does. But you have to pay for the system. You have to pay for the fines to be issued. You have to pay for the redcoats. It isn't there to stop people driving. It's there to help them find parking spaces, and everybody benefits.
Do you buy that, Glenn, very quickly?
I don't buy it, because what it is, it's an over-the-top. What we're saying is, let's have a fair and sensible enforcement policy, not this completely over-the-top, overzealous approach by the redcoats.
Okay.
I think we need a radical rethink.
Glenn, thank you very much indeed. Jeff, thank you.